And that was the second movement of three pieces for solo clarinet by Stravinsky, performed by John Bruce Yeh of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. I'm Dan Wanchura. You're listening to Classical IPR, and I'm pleased to be joined by John Yeh here in IPR's Studio A. John, it's good to be with you.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Dan.
So I want to start at the very beginning. Where did you get started? When did you get started with clarinet?
So I was in second grade, and they offered instruments at school. And so this was in Los Angeles City Schools. And somehow the clarinet chose me, and we've been together ever since.
And by the clarinet choosing you, John, does that mean the band director kind of assigned that, or how did it happen?
It's kind of a mystery. I just came home with a clarinet one day when I was 6 years old, and my parents said, okay, we'll get you some lessons, and that was the beginning of a lifelong relationship.
Interesting. And was there ever, when was the point where you knew this is what you wanted to do for a living? Because I understand you actually studied pre-med at UCLA for a time, right?
That's right. So I went through high school, and I was always interested in music, but my parents are both scientists, and so they figured, you'll study sciences and go into medicine or go to medical school or something and always have music as a hobby. And so that was sort of the mindset that I had. But halfway through UCLA in a pre-medical program, it occurred to me that, gosh, I really would like to try music as a career. And so I made the bold decision to inform my parents that I would really like to transfer to music school. And after about 20 seconds of silence, they looked at each other, and they looked at me, and they said, we want you to be happy. So if you do your best, we will support you. And that was the best gift that my parents ever gave me.
That's interesting. I'm talking with John Yeh. He's the clarinetist for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And I should mention, you're the longest-serving clarinetist in CSO history, John. What does that feel like?
Yeah, well, you know, it feels pretty normal to me because it's really the only place I've ever had a job at the Chicago Symphony. I joined when I was 19 years old, and this is my 39th season in the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and I guess nobody's stayed longer in the clarinet section than I have, coincidentally, but it's been an amazing time.
And so I want to mention that John is performing tonight at Interlaken Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. He's got a concert at 7:30 tonight. Tickets can be obtained at the box office or at the door, or you can order tickets online. Now, you're going to be performing a world premiere tonight.
That's right. Mm-hmm. With my wonderful good friend and colleague, Nozomi Hudaev, the pianist here, we are going to be performing the world premiere of Jim Stevenson's Sonata for Clarinet and Piano. And it's very significant because Jim Stevenson is a distinguished alumnus of the Interlaken Arts Academy, having spent 3 years here in high school and 7 summers as a trumpeter. But he is a world-famous composer now, and he's actually, I've crowned him the Concerto King, and because he's written concertos for all different sorts of instruments, including for the clarinet, and I was fortunate to be one of the first performers of that piece. And then he's written recently a bassoon concerto, a trombone concerto, a horn concerto, a violin concerto, three trumpet concertos. And he continues to write engaging, interesting, and beautiful music. And we are happy to be having the opportunity to perform this sonata this evening, which actually is a consortium commission that Jim and I sort of cooked up last spring. And we put out an advertisement on Facebook, and we got maybe 20 or 30 responses of people that would contribute and participate in this commission. And the original plan was we were going to premiere it in Chicago in the spring of 2016. But then when I got the engagement here at Interlochen, a little light bulb went off in my head, and I said, Jim, do you think you can have this piece ready for our concert in the middle of November? I said, because it would be perfect, since you are a distinguished alumnus of this amazing organization at Interlochen, and he delivered, albeit very recently. We've only had the music for less than 2 weeks, and it is a very difficult piece. It's a huge four-movement work, and we're still learning it, Nozomi and I, but hopefully we'll give a reasonable representation of it tonight, because it's a wonderful piece, and we're enjoying very much working on it. So, and we'll play a little bit of it for you here in the studio to be a pre-premiere.
Okay, that's great. Well, we can't wait for that. Mm-hmm. What is it that you enjoy most about this sonnet for clarinet and piano?
Well, this piece is kaleidoscopic. It has so many different moods and different tempos and just different colors, and it just is an epic. It really is. It's four movements long. I didn't really know what to expect when we entered into this commission. I'm sure Jim had certain ideas about it, but this has turned out to be as epic as one of the Brahms sonatas, which are cornerstones of our repertoire. And it's four movements, very substantial, very challenging in many ways, and challenging for listeners as well as for performers. And hopefully it will be satisfying to listen to. It's certainly been satisfying to learn. It's been challenging, but at the same time, we really, Nozomi and I, have really gotten some nice, good pleasure out of working on this piece, albeit difficulty. But it's got a lot in it. And I think it will touch the listener just as it's touched us performers.
Well, let's take a listen again. This is the second movement from the sonnet for clarinet and piano. John Ye on clarinet and Nozomi Hudyev on the piano. Thank you. And that was the second movement from the Sonnet for Clarinet and Piano by Jim Stevenson, performed by John Ye on clarinet and Nozomi Hudyev accompanying on the piano. And you can hear that world premiere tonight at the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall here on the campus of Interlaken Center for the Arts. That concert starts at 7:30. For tickets, head on over to our website or call the Interlaken box office. Also, John, you're going to be performing tomorrow evening as well at Corson Auditorium with the Interlaken Arts Academy Wind Ensemble.
That's right. Nozomi's husband, Emil Hudeyev, who's the clarinet professor here at Interlaken Arts Academy, and I will be performing a double clarinet concerto by Ponchielli, and it's called Il Convegno. It's a fun romp for two clarinet soloists with the wind ensemble. And so that'll be a lot of fun, and we hope to see you there.
I want to talk a little bit about kind of the whole, as a musician, you obviously, you're a performer, mm-hmm. but there's also an aspect of education that comes along with being a musician, and you're going to be involved with a master class with some of the students here at Interlaken Arts Academy. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the balance of those two roles as a musician.
Right. Well, you said the key word, and that is balance. My career is based on a balance of performing in different genres, orchestra, solo, chamber music, as well as education in different ways. I teach at the Chicago College of Performing Arts of Roosevelt University, and I also have many opportunities when I can fit them into my schedule to teach other musicians, young musicians, pre-college musicians. And I did have the wonderful experience of spending 3 days here at Interlaken in the summer of 2013 with their Instrumental Institute. And I just fell in love with this place. It is absolutely magical. And the young musicians that come here and spend time together and with teachers and with the public that comes to hear them just have a fantastic experience here. And so I'm really pleased to be back here and to reconnect with the Interlaken community and also to give some feedback to some of these wonderful young students that Emil has in his studio. And we're going to have a little class this afternoon, going to hear some of them play. And then they are all in the wind ensemble with whom we're going to be performing tomorrow night. So it's a whirlwind 3 days for me here again. But this is actually the fifth time I've been to Interlaken, but the first three times were very short. We would come on the airplane from Chicago, get a bus to Interlaken, play a concert in the Kresge outdoor, you know, pavilion, and then get shipped back to the airport, and then back to Chicago. We call it a hit and run. And so we did. I remember a number of those that we did over the years, over the decades, and some wonderful concerts here. And then my first real experience getting to know the place came just in the summer of 2013. So I'm so grateful to Emil for inviting me back here again and working with the students. And just it's a wonderful place, and we're having a fantastic time here.
You mentioned it's kind of a whirlwind trip. What is it that you hope to maybe instill or maybe give some insight into these young musicians' lives or their practicing habits? What is it that you're looking to really instill in them?
Well, first of all, they're here already. So they are on the right track. They have a wonderful teacher, and they have a fantastic community of colleagues, people that they extremely talented colleagues that come from all over the world here. And so I would say to them, when playing an instrument, you want to sound as though you're singing all the time. And that would be my number one goal, is if everybody can play the way that they hear a wonderful singer tell a story. It's all about telling the story, and I'm all for that. It's singing a song, telling a story in a personal way, and then interacting with other people. It's about communication. It's about communicating with your colleagues, communicating with your teachers, communicating with your audience, communicating with the world. I think music has such a powerful potential to bridge different societies and to bridge different people of different beliefs, because it's a universal language. And I think we should make use of that to really enrich our lives, enrich other people's lives, and tell the story that we want to tell that's inside us. And that's what I would tell the young musician that aspires to be a professional. Listen to great artists. Attend concerts that you have the opportunity to do here every day, and hear great performers and hear great singers, and listen to what they do and see how, if they speak to you, how they do it. I would say gain as much knowledge and as much experience as possible, and learn from it, and then create your own voice so that you can tell your own story.
Mm. That's John Broussier. We're pleased to have him in IPR's Studio A performing. And John, you've got one more piece, mm-hmm. the third of the three pieces for solo clarinet by Stravinsky.
That's right.
And that was the third movement of the three pieces for solo clarinet by Stravinsky, performed by John Broussier here in IPR's Studio A. You can hear Mr. Ye perform a concert tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. He's also performing tomorrow evening at 7:30 in Corson Auditorium with the Interlochen Arts Academy Wind Ensemble. Tickets and more information at Interlochen's box office. John Broussier, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for allowing me to join you here. It's been a real pleasure.